Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. I want to thank you for making room and space in your day to connect with the Lord. If you'd like to learn more about Cultivate Connection, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca. There you can subscribe to receive this podcast directly into your email inbox once a week. Also there you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram and check out our blog. This week's meditation, we're actually going to be taking some time to meditate on some words that you guys have provided that God has spoken to you about 2019. Last week, we took some time to let God speak to us about a word for 2019. And so some of you came on Facebook, on Instagram, and gave some of the words that God spoke to you. And so over these next few weeks, we're going to be taking those single words and finding scripture just to meditate on around those words. So I just invite you to settle in wherever you are. Maybe you find a comfortable seated position. Wherever you are, just notice where the body is making contact with either a piece of furniture, the floor, the earth. Just begin to notice and feel that grounding, that presence right where you are. And then go ahead and turn your attention towards your breath. Beginning to notice the inhale and the exhale. And just taking some time to be here to notice the breath. To allow the body, the mind, the heart to begin to transition into a space of slowing down, being present and connecting. Connecting with yourself. Connecting with God. The simple exercise of noticing and participating with the breath causes us to become more aware and more connected with our own body. So maybe you just begin to lengthen that breath out a little bit. Inviting in a little bit more air. Allowing it to naturally expand. Not forcing or striving or trying to make this space of meditation something. Simply coming as you are. Being in this space as you are, and allowing yourself to be with the breath. Maybe you take just a moment to notice the pauses at the end of the exhale and the inhale. Maybe on the next exhale, you simply find some release in the body, maybe in the shoulders, in the neck. Allowing those shoulders to soften away from the ears. I'm going to pray as we continue just to breathe here. God, I thank you for each one who's come into this space to connect with you. Lord, I ask for your grace. The grace to be in your presence. The grace to come to know ourselves the way you've created us. The grace to simply be here present. Tuned into our bodies, our hearts and minds, and tuned into your spirit. Holy Spirit, will you lead this time? Will you guide and direct our steps? Will you draw us closer to you? Will you reveal the truth of your word to our hearts, to our souls, and to our minds today? We awaken the promises within us through your word and your truth. And Lord, I pray that you would meet with each one. So maybe you come back to the awareness of the breath. We're wanting to make that connection that as we become aware of the breath, in the same way we can become aware of the Spirit of God within us. Can you begin to turn your focus to God's presence within you? His Holy Spirit that takes up residence within you. And just as we took notice and acknowledged the breath and participated with it, in the same way we want to learn and practice becoming aware of the Spirit of God within us. And learning to participate with His Spirit. He's as close as your breath. So maybe you take a moment to just notice. How are you coming into this space today? What are you carrying into this space? And is there anything that you just need to set aside for this time? Anything trying to pull your attention or draw you away from what God has? If anything comes, if you notice anything, are you able just to set that aside for a moment? Asking the Lord for the grace to do so. So this week, the word that we're going to be meditating on is hope. So even as we begin, can you just breathe that in? What do you notice? Does anything begin to stir when you hear that word hope? What sort of thoughts arise? And just simply noticing, they may feel positive or negative, and that doesn't matter. We just want to observe what comes up. Do you notice any emotions as you hear that word hope? Take a moment just to focus on the word hope, breathing into it and noticing if anything stirs in your heart, your mind, or your body. And whatever comes up for you, whatever you notice, whatever preconceived or ideas of hope that you have in this moment, whether it stirs emotion or just a nothingness, whatever that is, can you bring it before the Lord today? And as you bring that to him, can you ask him to show you today what he wants to reveal to you about hope? Laying down whatever you have in this area, whether it feels good or bad, laying it before the Lord and simply coming open-hearted to receive what he wants to give you in this area. Can you welcome him today? We're going to read a few different scriptures around hope. And so this first one is from Romans 15:13. As I read it this first time, just allow yourself to be present with the words and notice anything that stands out to you. Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with his superabundance until you radiate with hope. reading it a second time, just reflecting on what it is the Lord is revealing to your heart. Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in Him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with His superabundance until you radiate with hope. And as I read it a third time, will you just notice what is your part in this scripture and what is God's part? Now may God, the inspiration and fountain of hope, fill you to overflowing with uncontainable joy and perfect peace as you trust in Him. And may the power of the Holy Spirit continually surround your life with His superabundance until you radiate with hope. We're going to come and read another scripture from Isaiah 40, verse 31. And as I do, I just ask you to allow the Lord to speak to you about hope. Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Thank you. as I read it a second time. What promise is the Lord giving you today? Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Notice as I read it again, are there areas where you feel hope rising in this scripture? Or do you notice discouragement? Yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. Let's just take a moment to look at Jeremiah 29:11. What does this speak to your heart? For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans for welfare and not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. What is God inviting you into today in the area of hope? Do you believe He has a future for you? That He desires to give you hope? That no matter where you are, you can rise up in His strength, overflowing with joy and perfect peace, overflowing with hope. Where do you need to be infused with hope today? And what is it that God's calling you to meditate on this week in order to see hope grow in your life? Maybe it's one of these scriptures we meditated on today, or maybe there's another verse. Whatever it is, I encourage you over this week to keep coming back. Keep reflecting. Keep chewing. Keep asking the Lord for His hope. God, I thank you that you know each one listening in this moment, that you are near to them, and that your heart for them is that they would be infused with hope, overflowing with your hope. The joyful expectation of good, your good in their lives, God, would you cause that to increase in each one? Where there is discouragement, Lord, I'm asking that you would touch those places and bring your truth, your word, and your light, that hope would abound more and more in each life. God, in each area of life, I pray for hope in relationships to rise, where there's brokenness, in families. I pray for hope to rise where there's financial ruin or pressure. Let your promises be true, God. In physical bodies where healing is needed and people are weak and weary, Lord, I pray for your strength and your hope to rise. The hope of healing, the hope of abundance, let it come. I pray for your wraparound presence, Lord, to touch each heart, each mind, and each soul. Give us hope, Lord, where we are discouraged, where we are hopeless. Let hope be an anthem for this year, knowing that you are bigger than any circumstance we face, that your promises are true and your word will come to pass. Give us the hope to stand firm, to believe, and to trust in you, who you say you are and who you say we are. Let us rise in that hope today by the strength of your grace and the power of your word and your spirit, Lord. Bless each one in your name. Amen.